here in 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your Sunday breakfast show, Squabblebox. It's 8:06 and we're going to be with you for the next 2 hours or so before Tracy Edgers and Sunday Girl. But my name's Kai Valentine and I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson.
Good morning, Kai.
Can you believe, Maisie, that I'm only going to be going the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson for probably another 5 weeks?
Oh, I know, it's really sad.
I know, it's really sad. But that will mean that we will have reached 100 episodes, so that's always fun.
Yay!
I mean, technically we're way over that anyway, but we're just going to ignore that. That never happened. So we are talking all about, as you can guess, as Maroon 5, we're just informing you there, animals today. And we've got lots of fun stuff coming up over the next 2 hours. Remember, if you want to get in touch, it's the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Twitter @sirenfm, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. But now it's time to get into the way that we start every show, and that is Can You Believe That? That's where we ask, can you believe that a news story or something has happened this week? And Maisie, do you want to go through the Can You Believe That today?
I could do, but you're the one who has the article up in front of you.
Okay, then. I'm going to go through the through the Can You Believe That for today. So, BuzzFeed. This was published on BuzzFeed earlier this week, and it's that, can you believe that a 7-year-old girl who lost all her hair celebrated Crazy Hair Day in the best possible way?
Yeah, you kind of need to see the pictures to really appreciate just how beautiful this is. It's basically this little girl who has alopecia, which is a I don't really know what proper medical term is used to describe it, but basically it's a condition.
Yes.
Where you lose your hair due to either stress reasons or just genetically. And because they were having Crazy Hair Day at her school and she does not have any hair to speak of, she has a bejeweled pattern put on her head. It's all multicoloured, it's lovely, it's the cutest picture I've seen all week.
It really is. And you know, she's cute. She's a really cute little girl, and she's the pictures are amazing, and it's great that she's been able to join in with everyone else. Just the same, because it doesn't make a difference. You can still have fun on these days, even when you're going through something as tough as alopecia.
It is, and it's absolutely lovely, because me myself having friends with alopecia, it is the kind of condition where you could feel isolated. But a lot of people I know who have the condition decide for themselves that's not going to happen. I'm going to join in with everything.
Yeah.
And I look fabulous, even with or without hair. And it's a lovely, really positive thing to see.
If you want to find out more, you can find the article on BuzzFeed. Google a 7-year-old who lost all her hair celebrated Crazy Hair Day in the best possible way.
That's a really long thing to try and search.
That easy thing to find. Yeah, that works. But no, honestly, it's a great article. And these are this kind of bright side news stories which you find on the Bright Side News on the Breakfast Show on Monday and Fridays. You've been doing that for a long time now, doing the Bright Side News.
6 months.
And do you feel that it really does brighten up people's day, doesn't it?
Oh, as soon as I saw that, I was instantly happier for the rest of the day. It was great.
It really is. So if you want to get in touch with the show, as we say, do get in touch. Let us know all about your favourite animals, because that's our theme for today. Maisie, why did we choose animals?
Well, we're coming up to 100 episodes, Kai. And when you do that many radio shows, things start to repeat.
You start saying, well, no, we've never done animals.
Exactly. And henceforth, when I was in the library yesterday with my friend and you asked me what we should do today, I asked her and she said animals.
So we're going with animals.
Thank you, Hannah.
Vague but perfect.
It's great for this show.
Loving it on episode 95, something like that. Wow. We're still bringing the great topics, but we're going to prove today that even with the vaguest of topics, we can still have a fun show.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is Siren FM. We only talk about, like, the hardcore, most relevant things.
That's very true. So we are your squabbly boxy thingy, and we're going to be with you until 10 a.m. here on Siren 107.3 FM.
A perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers.
That was Taylor Swift with 22. You are listening to Squabblebox on a Sunday morning with myself, Maisie Anderson, and Kai Valentine. And today we are talking all about animals. And I feel like we should kick it off with the first email of the morning.
Oh, who's it from, Maisie?
This is from our very own Christopher Clarkson, who says that his favourite animals are elephants and giraffes.
Elephants and giraffes.
So, zoo animals.
Yeah.
Is that a good... That's now, a good starting point.
Let's start with that. Right, zoo animals over pets at home animals. Or as many people know it as, the dad zoo.
There are many different categories. You can't compare domestic animals with wild animals.
Well, let's try.
Are you going to try? Yeah. So what, you would rather have, what, a hamster or a rhino?
Well, that's the thing. Which one would you rather have?
I'd rather have the rhino.
But here's the thing, Maisie. Here's the thing. When it comes to, having it as a pet, I would much rather have the hamster over the rhino, because as much fun as it would be to, you know, have the rhino and go, oh, look, I've got a rhino, and you love rhinos, but you wouldn't like rhinos after... You wouldn't like that rhino after a few weeks when you realise how much work... has got to be done to
now,
keep it.
You're not saying that we have to be realistic about this. All I said was, what would you prefer? I would prefer a rhino.
You're a big fan of rhinos, aren't you, Maisie?
I'm a huge fan of rhinos. It is an obsession of mine.
Maisie, we've spoken about on this show how I have a lot of wrestling figures, and Maisie takes the mickey out of that.
Yeah, because they all watch you sleep.
But Maisie... has like a million rhinos. And I'm saying, all right, how many rhinos do you think you've got?
Upwards of 100.
Now, when I say this, I mean cuddly toys,
or... figurines, mugs, egg cups, pens, pencils.
She is obsessed with the rhino.
This is the thing. The most of that was bought for me.
And this was started by Rhinetta.
Yeah.
Who is your...
My oldest one that my mum had.
Which is a cuddly toy.
This is, a plushie. Well, not even a plushie. She's very old and worn out.
She's a non-plushie. A plushless plushie.
She's a plushless plushie. Yeah, all of her fur's worn off. One of her ears is missing because I chewed it off as a kid. She's in a bad way.
Aw. But that started your obsession with rhinos?
No, not really. It was a joke. It was kind of a joke that got out of hand. When I was a kid, I had Rhinetta, and then someone bought me a second one.
All right.
A second rhino to match my first one. And I was like, I have two now. That's a collection. I must have more. And then over the course of the next, 10, nearly 20, close to about 15 years, I've just been bought more and more. I occasionally buy things myself. But for the most part, everything I own that has a rhino on it has been bought for me.
But it's a very cool animal. Why do you like the rhino so much?
Because I had one as a kid. I had the teddy as a kid, and that's why I like them. Plus,
really,
have you seen baby rhinos? Baby rhino videos are everything to me. Because they get all excited. Because they gallop like horses.
Yeah.
But they've got such little legs when they're babies, and they don't have any horns yet. but they just like they run and they're just so happy.
What was the first animal you ever saw as a kid?
Oh, I don't know how I'd possibly be able to remember that.
What's the first memory of one?
I don't have a first memory of one. My earliest memory, I guess, is of a bee. Like the insect.
Oh, did you get stung?
No, my earliest memory, and it's probably a false memory, is being in front of the door of my house and there was a sunflower there and there was a bee in it. I was in a pram.
Oh.
I think. Oh, I don't know.
That sounds scary. That sounds like a scary, it was like, a sunny, first
it was
memory.
No, it was a happy sunny day. It didn't sting me or anything. I just saw it from a distance.
I was always scared of bees as a kid.
I'm still scared of bees.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes bees.
There was a huge, proper bumblebee-sized bee. Like, it could have been a queen. It was so big. In my living room over, because I went home for a week. And while I was there, this bee, I kept hearing, this buzzing. And I thought, oh, it must just be a fly that's been, that's gotten trapped in one of the lampshades. And then I see this giant bee floating across the room. And I didn't know how to deal with it because it was near the window, so I couldn't open the window to let it out. I had nowhere else to go. I had no way of trapping it. So I took my laptop and instead of trying to catch the bee, I just ran out of the room, closed the door and waited for my parents to get home. I am a 21-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's how 21-year-old women act.
Are we going there now?
No. I was being sarcastic.
That didn't sound very sarcastic.
I realise that sounds really bad. No, I apologise. That wasn't supposed to sound like that.
Third wave feminism.
My first memory of seeing an animal was probably my pet when I was two or 3 years old, which was my fish. Barney, which, if you are a fan of this show, you will know, didn't end well.
But we won't spoil it.
No. Spoilers.
I just said we weren't going to spoil it.
Well, what happened was, I had a fish when I was 2-3 years old.
Was it your fish? Maybe two.
Yeah, we won it at the fair.
Was it your fish, though?
Yeah. It was considered my fish. Why?
I don't know. 2-year-olds are far too young to have pets. Family pets, obviously, but a pet of their own seems a bit strange, even if it's a fish.
All they needed to do was, my parents to lift me up every day to put the food in. That's all you got to do with a fish. Well, you got to clean it as well.
Yeah, so I bet you didn't do that bit.
And talk to it and stroke it and give it love.
Don't stroke the fish.
I don't think I stroked the fish.
But did you clean the tank?
No. I don't think I once cleaned the tank. But in my defence...
Selfish child.
I had him for nearly 10 years. So I was...
No, you did not.
Yeah, I think I was 2.
No, your mum was replacing that fish.
My mum's... Because we've had this conversation before. Because after... What happened at the end was that when he died, my mum told me that she'd buried him in the garden. And she showed me exactly where she'd buried him. And she told me, whilst I was on air for this show a few months ago, that she just threw him over the back fence. Cheers, Mum. But we decided that... Obviously, this is after he's passed away. I just want to make that clear.
But this is the thing, though. Your mum lied to you for so many years about how it had died, or where it was left after it had died. How do you know she's not lying about replacing the
because
fish?
She genuinely said, look, I'm not lying about that. Because her words were, his scales were falling off and he looked really... you couldn't have found another fish that looked like him.
Yeah, but when you're little... Old. Yeah, but up until that point, when you were little, I bet you got replaced.
No, she said it had never been replaced, which she was shocked by because it was from the fair.
Yeah, I still don't believe you.
Well, you should.
I don't believe that a regular fairground goldfish could live.
I think it was 8 years, now I'm thinking about it.
See, by the end of the show, you're going to say something. It lasted about 2 minutes.
No. I think it was 8 years, which is impressive, really.
It's still impressive, but I still don't believe it.
I do. I'm hoping that my mum doesn't get in touch and tell me that they replaced it, but I don't think they did. So you are listening to Siren 107.3 FM. If you want to get in touch and let us know about your favourite animals, maybe some pets that you've had as a kid, we've got a few messages in. We'll get to them in a little bit. It's the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Twitter at Siren FM. Or Maisie?
Oh, sorry. you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you are listening via the Radio Player app.
Sorry. It's as if we've been doing this for 95 shows.
Sorry, I got confused because you sounded like that was the end of your sentence. I didn't realise I was supposed to carry on.
3 years, Maisie, 3 years. We should be used to this by now.
Yeah, 5 years overall that I've known you.
Nearly six.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Who was that, Maisie?
That was Bad Reputation by... I don't want to say it out loud.
Okay,
I put the band in and didn't realise it's actually quite a rude word.
Oh, okay.
But no, there are plenty of versions of Bad Reputation. That is one by a cover band, which I shall not repeat.
It's quite a good song. I've never heard
How have you not heard that song? It's a classic.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just sort of heard, you know, when you hear something for the first time and you go, that's quite good, that.
Yes, that very old song from the 80s.
Is it the 80s?
I believe it was in the 80s, yes.
Right.
But no, it gets used in action movies quite a lot.
Ah, fair enough.
Well, kind of indie action movies, if such a thing exists past Kick-Ass.
Now, talking about action movies, Maisie, let's move on to talk about animal movies. So your favourite movies with animals in?
There is no such thing as a good animal movie.
I am sorry.
No, there isn't, though.
Right.
Like, when you're kids.
Let me name a few. Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay. I was imagining, like, the really bad, like, straight-to-VHS tape movies where they were, like, making the puppies' mouths move with bad animation.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is pretty great.
Dr. Dolittle.
I'm on the fence about Dr. Dolittle. Did you see the third one?
No, I haven't
it's
seen the
so
third one.
It's so weird.
Animal
it's his youngest
movies.
Daughter. You know how in Dr. Dolittle, in the Eddie Murphy version, Murphy version, isn't it? In the Eddie Murphy version, he has two daughters, one played by Raven Simone and the other one played by an actress whose name escapes me. But there's this whole thing about how the youngest daughter wants to be like her dad and have the ability to talk to animals, but it's the older sister who ends up getting that ability. Well, by the third movie, his youngest daughter is like about like 16, nearly 17, 18, and she's in high school, and she actually suddenly has the ability to talk to animals.
Well,
she developed it, but she ends up getting sent to a farm, basically.
Oh.
And talks to all the farm animals. It's a really weird... Like, she ends up being put in a rodeo.
To sound a little bit strange.
Yeah, well, she gets in trouble with her mum. Because Eddie Murphy is nowhere to be seen in this third one.
Ah.
And neither is Raven Simone.
It's a bit strange.
So it's just the mum and the youngest daughter. And she gets sent to a farm because she did something bad at school. Also involving hijinks with an animal.
We're going to move on.
That's the plot of Dr. Dolittle 3.
Spoilers.
No, I didn't spoil it.
No.
Like, that's like the first 5 minutes of the film.
Let's have a look at other animal movies, because I did a little bit of Googling during that last, when you were talking. Jaws.
Ooh.
Jaws is considered a classic.
Yeah, one of the best things about Jaws is that in the first... in the first Jaws movie is that you keep hearing all these stories about this mythical great shark.
Yeah.
But it actually, the shark doesn't turn up until the very end. And it's the waiting that's the good thing. I found out recently that wasn't on purpose. That was because they did make this giant mechanical shark, which you do see in the movie. But they made this giant mechanical shark out of metal and then put it in seawater.
Yes, I heard about this.
Which I think probably from me. Which meant that this thing needed to be repaired. Every time they did a shoot with it, it needed to be repaired immediately afterwards because it would start rusting almost as soon as it touched the water.
But I think that was one of the good things about Jaws, and it's been many years since I've watched it, but the fact that it was all to do with the suspense and suspending the scare.
This is the thing about all like horror movies, just to take a quick sidestep, is that what your brain can imagine is always going to be scarier than what they could show you on screen.
Yes.
Which is why horror movies that I think do the best are the ones who keep the horror for the very, very... Well, not like there is horror going on, but they don't reveal the full monster until the end. The only problem is after they've revealed the monster, the scares are gone a little bit because you don't really know... Because you know what to expect, at least visually, even if you don't know what to expect plot-wise.
Yeah.
But moving back on to animal movies, because they say that you should never work with animals or kids.
Yes.
That's a thing that they... it's a well-known industry sort of phrase. But one film that I really loved that did both was... it was Nanny McPhee.
Oh, yes.
With Emma Thompson?
I'm not sure.
Yes, it was Emma Thompson.
I'm not sure. I've never seen Nanny McPhee, but
it was good.
Our colleague Christopher Clarkson outside the window nodding furiously. He's already and he's also thrown up a sign going Madagascar.
Madagascar.
You mentioned about there being no good animal films,
and I got confused by what you meant by animal films.
Yeah, I know you mean.
Although that being said, I loved Stripes.
What's Stripes?
Stripes is Frankie Muniz voicing a zebra who runs like the Grand National.
Ah.
He becomes a racing horse, basically, even though he's a zebra. And he falls in love with a regular horse.
Anything can happen in kids' films, and I think that's one of the great things about animals being used in kids' films is because kids see animals as being so magical as well. And the idea that these animals can do anything, so when you go to the... It's like when they then go to the zoo, they then expect these animals to speak.
I don't think most... Some kids do. Very young kids.
Yeah, of course.
No, I think it's good to have to make a really healthy connection between children and animals.
One of the other ones that I was going to mention as well was a favourite of mine as a kid. Looking back, it was probably not the best film, Over the Hedge.
Okay, I've never seen Over the Hedge. I know that Avril Lavigne was in it, and that's why I wanted to see it.
It has in it, I'm trying to remember who's in it, Steve Carell, Bruce Willis, Gary Shandling, William Shatner, Wanda Sykes, and Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
That's an amazing lineup of cast.
Yeah, so the whole point of if I remember correctly, I haven't seen the film all the way through. Basically what happens is they all go into hibernation, all these animals, all these woodland animals.
Yes.
They're like skunks and porcupines and turtles, I think, are there. So they all go into hibernation. When they come out of hibernation, their forest has been replaced with homes.
Yes.
And then this raccoon teaches them how to live in an estate, basically. Do they ever take back the land?
They realise they need food, and they go, well, you know what, we're going to go nick some out of that house there.
Yeah, so they start... It's teaching children thievery is what it's doing.
But that's the thing, most films don't really have a great moral compass when it comes to children's films.
I don't know, Finding Nemo's got a good moral compass. Don't run away.
Yeah.
Don't run off.
But let your kids be free.
I've still
not seen Finding Dory, have you?
No, I haven't either.
We need a squabble box. Maybe that can be just a squabble box, like special, where we watch films and we just talk the whole way through. We'll watch three films back to back. It can be like 6 hours long.
We'll just watch, like, okay, so we need to watch Love Actually.
Lion King.
Lion King and Finding Dory.
Yep, sounds good. That sounds like a good night in.
It does. Like, have you got time tonight to do that?
No.
No, that'll have to be after assessments.
Yeah.
That could be episode number 100.
That'll be a very long episode of us.
Not of us watching, like the review afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely sort that one out. So you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, the Sunday Breakfast Show. We hope that you're having a wonderful Sunday. What are you up to today? Let us know on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or on the Twitter @SirenFM.
Not to mention, you can always get involved by texting 07797 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Let's have a look at the weather for today.
It looks like it's going to be an amazing day. I've heard rumours of it getting pretty warm.
22 degrees, highs of 22 degrees in Lincoln. That's amazing.
Wow.
Lows of 7 degrees, although that's not until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's not today. We don't need to worry about that now.
It's currently 11 degrees outside, apparently.
Yeah, it does look. The sun's starting to come out a little bit from what I've seen, but I'm so excited. I had a lovely day yesterday. It was really warm. I went up to historic Lincoln and sat on some of the grassy knoll in the castle, and it was lovely. There was so, because it's half term as well, or the end of it now, there were so many families just hanging out, having fun.
I spent my day over in Nottingham, so it was very, very nice over there.
And you got really badly burnt on your nose.
Is it burnt on my nose? I'm not surprised, because it was really, really hot. So our three-word weather for today, Ed Wellman will come along with the official three-word weather forecast at 12 o'clock today, but our unofficial three-word weather is please wear sun cream. Sun cream with a hyphen in the middle of it.
I think sun cream has a hyphen in it.
So that makes it
one
word.
It's not a full word.
Please wear sun cream.
That's a good... Or sunscreen.
I thought it was sun cream.
Oh, yeah, but sunscreen, I think, is one word. I'm trying to help you.
Oh, maybe that could... I'm trying to help you, Guy. Let me help you. So, into today, a chilly start in rural parts with an early mist soon dispersing. Otherwise, a sunny and very warm day. Cloud amounts may start to increase from the northwest by the early evening. Into tonight, cloud amount increasing through the evening, but most parts staying dry, with just the odd spot of rain possible, turning chilly overnight with variable amounts of cloud and clear spells. What are cloud amounts?
I don't know. I think it's a bit like feeling the temperature.
This is why you should, you know, just listen to the three-word weather forecast.
That's
please
all you
wear
need.
Sunscreen.
Yes, that's one thing. Did you get taught the slip, slap, slop?
No, I did not get taught the slip, slap, slop.
It sounds questionable, but when we were kids, there would be two ladies who would always come in the summer, and they would teach us slip, slap, slop. For kids, this is for kids.
Yes.
It was slip on a T-shirt, slap on some sunscreen, and slop on a hat. The slop bit, I think, is a bit... it might have been slop on some sunscreen and slap on a hat. That would make more sense. But it was basically make sure that you keep your torso covered, wear sunscreen, including feet and hands, and put on a hat.
Oh, cool. That's something that kids should all know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they still, like, they might still have that going around schools in some areas.
Hopefully they do, because make sure that you... Because there was this one kid at the football yesterday, and I did feel bad.
Bless him.
Little kid, ginger hair.
Already frail to the elements.
Yeah, and he was sort of sat in front of us, and he had no hat on, and his dad was just there. And I think his dad realised... He was such a cute kid, because he had matching Huddersfield Town shirt to his dad.
Aww.
And he sat there at the football... and you could just see he was getting hotter and hotter to the point where his dad had his hands over his son's head, like blocking the sun.
That's,
and I was like,
that's
oh,
true parenthood.
I wish
that
I
is.
Had a hat to give him, but I didn't have a hat.
That's when you sort of like take off your shirt and just put it over him.
Yeah, I think it was going to get to that point, but luckily we sort of, the sun kind of went around the corner, so yeah. It wasn't directly on us. But no, it was a great day over in Nottingham, and it's going to be an even nicer day here today in Lincoln.
Oof.
Because we are Lincoln's first community radio station.
I woke up in a stranger's bed with pins and needles in my head and the clock ticking off the wall.
That was All Time Low with Something's Got to Give. This is Sunday morning. We are Squabblebox, and it is 8:44 in the morning.
Yeah! Doesn't everyone love a good early Sunday morning?
We've gotten so used to it.
Yeah, we have.
I think this is the slot that we've stuck with for the longest, isn't it?
Probably.
Because we did flip and flop between different times.
We did quite well with the 11 till 1 slot. For a while on Mondays and was it Mondays and Thursdays over the last summer?
Because
yeah.
We can't remember. I feel like
I think
it doesn't
we've fallen
matter.
Into our right place now with Sunday breakfast. You know, with like five six shows to go, yeah. we've discovered that actually we're quite good with Sunday breakfast.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep. So we're talking all about animals today. We've got a tweet in from Tracy Edgers, Sunday Girl, coming up at 10 a.m. just after us. She says, I'm listening to Squabblebox, Siren FM, 8 till 10 with Kai and Maisie talking about animals. Then it's me, Sunday Girl, 10 till 12. And we've also had a Facebook message in from Doreen in Huddersfield who says... she says, dogs are my... Well, because we're talking about animals. not just a random message. Talking about animals, and she says, dogs are my favourite, then elephants. That's a strange...
That's two votes for elephants, though. They're clearly very popular.
It's a strange jump from, like, oh, well, if I can't... oh, well, if I can't have the dog, then I just have to go and get the elephant.
Yeah. I mean, did you hear... I mean, we did say that we were going to talk about zoo animals and then kind of sidestepped into animal movies somehow. But...
That's what happens here on Squabblebox. We just go off on tangents.
Did you hear about the zoo who didn't have a lion, so they just put in a really large dog?
No.
Have you not heard about this?
No, I have not, okay. But I will be Googling as
Do
you
look
speak.
It up. It is the most amazing story. It was quite a few years ago now, but basically, I can't remember where it happened, but I'm sure whatever you find about it will be. But it was a specific type breed of dog that are very big, but also have very long fur, so it does kind of look like it has a mane.
Yes.
But it was basically, they... Like, lion is tends to be, like, the big attraction at a zoo, and they didn't have one, so they faked it.
I've just seen this now, yeah. This is according to the Metro. World's worst zoo tries to pass off dog as a lion and rats as snakes.
Oh, I didn't know about that bit.
Yeah. Clearly marked sign claimed an animal in one of the cages was an African lion, but visitors became infuriated when it was clear that a Chow Chow dog was inside instead.
Yeah, which... where is this zoo?
Somewhere in China.
Yeah, that was it. It was just the funniest thing.
Yeah, I love it how they're all going, this is the world's worst zoo. It's not a zoo. If they don't... like. It's
a glorified kennel.
Is it the world's... this is the thing. Is it the world's worst zoo or the world's best pet shop?
Who knows?
So there's that thin line.
I don't think there's not a very thin line. That's quite a thick line.
Well, it would still be a bad, you know, pet shop because they've
They've still mislabeled the animal. No, I do find that story really funny. You get so many funny animal stories. The internet is awash with animals.
I was
going on my feed during that last song, and like a good 10 of the videos that are on my feed are animal related in some sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my favourite things about, like, You've Been Framed are the animal specials where they show like world's funniest animal videos, those kind of TV shows. I remember because you always see them at people at like zoos with the windows open, or on safari with the windows open, and you go, no.
You're just asking to have animals try and attack your car.
You are. But have you ever been to... Have you ever been on, like, a... Not, like, a safari, but, like, to a zoo?
To one of the... like, the open enclosures where they're... The animals are allowed to mingle amongst themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, I went through one of them once.
I've been to one, I think it was Helmsley Safari Park or something. And we went in the... There's the bit where you have to go, where you go through into the monkey and baboon enclosure, and you have them all climbing on your car and everything.
Yeah.
God, that was weird.
Yeah, it is really strange.
It really was. And I used to love it. My dad, not so much, because he's going through there in his brand new car.
With monkeys sat on the roof.
They stole his, they stole the water out, the thing that sprays the water,
yeah,
on the car,
the window spray.
Yeah, they stole the little things off that. They unscrewed them and took them away, and my dad was like, "No." Luckily, he could get it replaced, but
This is the thing. I don't think I could go through in my own car, because when I did it, it was like it was a truck. It was like a tour.
Yeah.
So they had the vehicle ready for you.
Ah, right.
Because it was just like an extension of the park. But one thing I'm really looking forward to is at some point this summer, I'm going to Monkey World.
Ooh.
Which is a zoo that just has monkeys.
Where's that?
Do you remember ages ago I showed you a show called Monkey Business?
Yes.
And you didn't understand why I was so in love with this program.
Yes.
I'm in love with it because A, monkeys, and B, me and my sister and the rest of my family used to watch that show most evenings over dinner. And one of the most like prominent parts of it was the fact that they breed they're like one of the only places that has like special licenses to breed instinct, like nearly instinct, really rare monkeys.
All right.
And they also do an awful lot of rescue missions, so they will
in Dorset.
Yes, it is in Dorset. And the thing about it is that they actually spent a lot of time going and rescuing monkeys that need help. So whether they've had like people bought monkeys, brought them over to the UK, and then realised they couldn't take care of them after a certain point, that they'll call them and they will go, and then they will introduce that monkey back into its own, back into a new pack. And one of my favourite things was there's this little orangutan called Gordon. And he was, like, the cutest baby orangutan.
Yeah.
And when we were watching the show, this was, like, early 2000s, maybe really late 90s. Gordon is now not only, like, the alpha male of his own, like, pack. I don't think pack is right for animals. But he's, like, the leader of his, like, congregation. He's also huge. Because orangutans get really big. So he has, like, that big, like, dish plate kind of face. And like I've seen pictures, and it's just like, no, he's baby Gordon. Baby Gordon was the tiny monkey. He's not so tiny no more.
I love the I love monkeys.
Yeah, you should come to Monkey World with us.
I should. I'd love that. Like I say, it was one of my favourite parts of going to Knowsley Safari Park, not Helmsley. Knowsley Safari Park. Was just going through the monkey enclosure. So we are your Sunday breakfast show, Squabble Box. It's coming up to 9 o'clock. We're going to go into a couple of songs before your IRN news update, and we'll be back just after 9 o'clock. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Is really greener, warm, wet and wild. There must be
was Shake It by Metro Station. We are Squabblebox. It is Sunday morning. It is also 9:05, and today we are talking all about animals.
Yes, we are.
Are you all right? You seem a bit out of breath.
No, I am on a mission, Maisie.
Oh, a mission?
Yes, because it was the lovely Barry Weir giving us the giving us the IRN news updates at 9 o'clock, but we've all sat here and gone, where's Tanya Snuggs? We've not heard from her for a while. So if you go to @SarahFM, you will see that I've tweeted Tanya to find out why she is not, why we've not heard from her in a while. So hopefully we'll find out before the end of the show.
Hopefully.
But
that hasn't got much to do with our topic, though.
No, it's not. But it is time for our second Can You Believe That?
Yeah, you know it's going to be a good squabble box when there are two Can You Believe That's.
And that is, can you believe that SMTV is coming back?
Do, 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 do.
Yay! Why did you just do the John Cena theme tune?
John Cena! That's my automatic celebration is. Do, 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 do. Now, this is something that I didn't really watch as a kid.
We were slightly too young.
We were too young for that sort of late night entertainment.
It was Saturday morning.
Was it Saturday morning?
Yeah, it was Saturday morning TV. It was children's TV.
No.
Yeah, but we were slightly too young to remember it.
Yeah.
You know, we were the Dick and Dom era.
The best era.
This was the SMTV era. And it was SMTV, which was Saturday morning TV, and then following it was CD UK, which was CD UK. It was the top 10 hits, basically.
Back when CDs were a thing.
And all that sort of stuff. Yeah, well, it was like, CD UK, because CDs are the new thing, is what they were saying.
They're happening,
But this all came about on Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway and the story of the missing crown jewels. Now, if you don't want any spoilers, please, you know, put your hands in your ears now. I'm not saying tune out. Do not tune out of your radios, but put your fingers in your ears for 2 minutes.
Go to a different room, so, make a cup of tea.
But keep the radio on. We need the ratings.
Oh, no. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
You can do what you like, but if you could keep it on, that'd be great.
So what happened was Kat Deely, who is the host of SMTV and CD UK with Anton Deck, was revealed as the mysterious dark evil person
who
stole the crown jewels, because she revealed that she was now she'd gone over to America because she felt slighted by Anton Deck after they didn't work with her and they went on to fame and fortune. So she went over to America, became famous over there, but she always wanted to be famous in her homeland and for everyone to know her in her homeland. So she said, now I'm coming back here to steal the crown jewels and become the new queen of the United Kingdom. And then she turned around and went, so this will become Kat Deely's United Kingdom, or CD UK for short.
Aww.
But then they brought her on stage, because it was held from Florida, and they turned around and said, it's been so many years since we've done SMTV. Next year is the 20th anniversary. How do you feel about doing a reunion series or something for the reunion? And she went, yes, because she's been asking for it for about a year now. And this is the first time that Anton Deck have fully committed as well. So it's happening.
Yay!
Next year there will be an SMTV reunion. Have you ever seen, because although we were a bit
young. I've seen clips.
Yeah, I've seen clips and I've seen documentaries. My favourite one is Wonky Donkey.
I think the one that is the most, like, the one that I probably saw the most and it was the most prominent part was when they had their own version of Friends.
Yes, and Chums.
And then their guests would come in.
Yeah.
I remember, I think one particular episode was when Atomic Kitten was in it.
Yes. Yeah, I remember the final ever episode, it was where Deck's character and Kat Deely's character get married. So it had been building for years, and it was actually getting...
popular as actual Friends.
Yeah, it was. It was getting the same kind of ratings as Friends over here in the UK, at least, which is amazing to think.
Yeah.
But no, really, really excited for this. Wonky Donkey was a game which I wish we could play on the radio, but it wouldn't be as fun. You've got to... basically, it's a bit like Catchphrase in a way. So, like, last night, they had a... It's animal-themed, because they had a cat plushed doll that was flat. And it was, you know, flat cat. And they had to get... You have to guess what it is, what that represents. When they pull back this curtain on this little toy thing, and it's Wonky Donkey, and it has to rhyme. That's the main rule. And Deck is very, very adamant that people ring in, and they will say things like, sleeping cat, and he just goes absolutely crazy with them. He's gonna rhyme, man! It's gonna rhyme! And I'm never doing a Geordie accent ever again.
Was that your attempt at a Geordie accent?
Why I, man?
Because we know that, like, most people don't seem to realise that you're
Norsey. I want a kebab. Canny do. No, it's going Scottish now.
As soon as you start using the phrase canny.
Canny do.
A kinna.
But I'm really excited for this. I think it's going to be really fun. And it's great to see them working together again after 14 years.
Yeah, the last time I saw Cat Deeley was on the Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Oh, right.
And I think it was like 2007 or something.
Yeah. Well, she's done... She used to do over here... Because she's gone over to America and she's... she does So You Think You Can Dance over in America, which was nominated for a load of Emmys. She also did... I think she presented the America's Next Top Model as well. So some big shows. But over here in the UK, the last thing I remember her doing, personally, I remember her doing was she took over, what's it called? Stars in Their Eyes. And she was also in, there's also that video that's around on YouTube of her as a part of Britain's Got the Pop Factor, the fake talent show by Peter Kay, where she tells the audience to... in the nicest way possible, be quiet. And it's gone round on Facebook and it went viral with people going, this TV presenter has lost her mind on live on television.
Oh, did they not know it was satire?
Yeah, because people have just taken the clip. And people didn't realise that it was satire because obviously she's a well-known name. But I'm really excited for this. I'm still wondering whether they're going to do it on a Saturday morning or whether they'll do it on a... on a Saturday night instead, maybe.
It's only just been confirmed, so I don't know how many plans would be solid.
Oh, I doubt anything's solid yet, but I'm very excited for it. I think it's going to be fun.
Yay!
So, Maisie, what song is coming up next?
This was a song that was requested by our very own Christopher Clarkson. It is A Domino by Jesse J, and we'll be right back after this.
And free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your Sunday breakfast show, Squabblebox. We're going to be with you for the next 40 minutes or so before we hand over to Tracy Edge's Sunday Girl from 10. So, Maisie, we're talking all about animals today. And what other stuff do you want to talk about?
Oh, that's a very loaded question.
Anything to do with animals, Maisie.
Anything. Everything.
You want to talk about everything to do with animals?
Everything to do with animals. Well, one thing that I was that we touched upon before we went into the news is I've completely lost my train of thought. I'm very tired all of a sudden. I was fine this morning. Did you catch my yawn?
Gosh, yes, I've caught your yawn.
Oh,
that's
breakfast,
not good.
Breakfast radio. No, we were talking about animals in the internet.
Yes.
And shows like You've Been Framed. Now, this is the thing. Have you ever heard of I Can Has Cheeseburger?
No, I have not.
This is some pretty old school internet. It is basically It's kind of like memes before memes were a thing, where it's cats who speak their own sort of cattish language.
Yeah.
That is full of grammatical errors and is adorable. And it is basically just pictures of cats doing silly stuff and then just a description of what they could possibly be saying. The first one being, Icon has cheeseburger. So it's a cat looking at a cheeseburger being like, Icon has it.
Yeah.
And the other thing it became like this huge thing to the point where like they even started creating like a cat religion. Like a pretend cat religion. People didn't actually follow. This was a religion of the cats.
Okay.
The cats have ceiling cat and basement cat.
Right.
Ceiling cat is their god. Basement cat is their devil.
This is strange.
It is strange. It's, like I say, early internet.
Yeah.
And then that was a whole blog. And then that blog turned into a fully blown website with like Facebook fails, all sorts of like... They have one section which is the customer is not always right, where it's just stories about customers who have come in and done something really stupid or said something really offensive and then got sort of, like, told. It's a really fun website, Icon Has Cheeseburger, but it did start from cat memes.
Is it still live now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I might need to check that out just to see what that is.
What I'm on about.
Yep. So we're talking about animals and moving away from... Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, should we talk about famous animals?
Famous animals. What famous animals do you know?
Well...
Not personally.
Like, but I'm like, really... Speaking of sort of the internet, there's like Grumpy Cat.
Yes.
Grumpy Cat is like a dwarf cat who has an completely naturally grumpy face and got so popular that... It's a movie.
They're making a Grumpy Cat movie.
They've already made it.
They've made a Grumpy Cat movie.
Are we adding that to the list? What? Alison Brie, who is a fabulous actress and comedian, well, a comedic actress, she plays Grumpy Cat. She's the voice of Grumpy Cat.
Right.
It's I've seen the trailer for it. It looks weird.
Yeah.
But to be fair, me and you sat and watched the film that they made about the dog who won Britain's Got Talent. That
and he was voiced by David Walliams. Pudsey.
Well, yeah, it was Pudsey. Pudsey really? The movie.
Pudsey the movie. What a great movie.
Was Pudsey the one that was really controversial because the dog on the highway was a different dog?
No, that was a few years later. We've not heard much from them.
I wonder why.
You're talking about Grumpy Cat. I think there's only one. There is only one famous cat. Like, Grumpy Cat does not count when you take Garfield into the conversation.
Yes, but Garfield isn't a real cat.
Garfield is a real cat.
Garfield is not real. He's a cartoon.
He eats lasagna. He is real.
He hates Mondays, but he is still not real.
My favourite, one of my favourite bits of that film is when he's singing, what's it called? The song "So Good I Got a You."
I have no idea. I've only ever seen it once when I was a kid.
I feel good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I feel good. And then they made a second one about the fact that he has an identical cat who is a prince.
Yes.
Because Garfield.
Because Garfield.
Do you remember when Garfield was just like my favourite book when I was a kid was this little book that my mum had of the Garfield comic strips all in one book. That was pretty cool. Because when it was a comic strip, it was great.
Yeah.
Similarly to that, have you ever seen Simon's Cat?
No.
Simon's Cat is the best. It is an animator who does like really stylistic cartoons, sort of like they look like pen and paper.
Yeah.
And he started doing ones of his cat, Simon's Cat, who would just get in the way when he was doing work, push things over, the sort of stuff that cats do.
Yeah.
It's a full-blown YouTube channel now, where every week there is a different thing that Simon did, and it's adorable. They've made, like, comic books, like, sort of bathroom books, you know, the kinds.
Yeah.
And it's the cutest thing, because it's normally the cat trying to get food.
Aw.
It's really quite cute. But similarly to that, there's another thing, and we will have to stop talking about internet cats and dogs eventually, but yes. I won't. There is also text from dog.
All right.
Text from dog is a really simple idea that works really, really well.
Yeah.
It is basically a blog where this man makes text message conversations between himself and his dog. Basically, if dogs could text, this is what they would say. So it's basically, it's sometimes it's like sort of reasonably normal stuff like, why did you tell the postman that he could rub my belly, and stuff like that. But also there's this underlying joke of the dog thinks that it owns the human.
Ah.
And he also calls himself Bat Dog.
Can be really weird if like in an alternate universe, it's the dogs that are.
I think a lot of people have played with that idea.
Yeah, I saw it on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Which was probably not the most savoury version that we could talk about on.
But yeah,
on air.
Text from Dog is adorable.
Yeah.
And they made a couple books.
I think I do know the most famous dog.
The world's most famous dog? I think I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Probably.
Go on.
I would say Lassie.
No.
No? How is Lassie not the most famous dog?
Pippin?
Pippin. I just heard a really audible no from the Siren Studio office.
Pippin.
Who is Pippin?
Pippin the dog from Come Outside.
Oh, Pippin!
Yes!
No, I think Lassie's probably more famous than Pippin.
No, it's Pippin. Pippin, for people who don't know, was from the film... Pippin was from the TV series Come Outside, which was produced for the BBC, and it actually ran. I've just looked this up. It ran from 1993 to 1997, but it's been repeated on CBeebies up until late 2012, early 2013, because it's so popular.
Now, I've just had a message in from our producer.
Our producer is he now? All right. colleague.
Sorry. And he suggests Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. I remember when those books first came out.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because we had World Book Day at school. And I remember everyone wanted... Clifford the Big Red Dog was the one to go to. But no, Come Outside, Pippin, going on adventures with the woman out of... Open All Hours.
Yeah.
Linda Barton, Baron.
Yeah. There was that time
she was Auntie Mabel.
Yeah, there was that time when she got... where she left the dog on the bus. Like, that's a thing that people do.
They just went off on plane journeys together.
Yeah, they were getting their... She had a hangar for some reason. She had a giant field with a spotty plane in it, and she would just get in it every episode and go to like a construction site or something.
The original dog was initially played by a female dog called Pippin, so it was the dog's real name. And later it was played by the dog's grandson, Mr. Higgins. So Pippin was replaced, or did they say that Pippin was... They replaced Pippin, played by Pippin and Mr. Higgins. They replaced Pippin and I never noticed...
Oh dear.
Like, this gives me more credence to think that my mum may have replaced my fish. Actually, this it's all.
I'm telling you.
I can't believe that. That's the biggest shock.
Your mum totally replaced your fish.
No, she didn't. She didn't.
For those of you who weren't listening in the first hour, Kai's mum has betrayed him on many accounts when it comes to animals.
Betrayed.
Probably betrayed. There was a fish and it lasted for 10 years and I don't believe it.
From the fair, sure, that's plausible, isn't it? Yeah, no. It's coming up to 9:30, it's 9:27. Let's have a look at the weather forecast for today. We gave you a three-word weather of please wear sunscreen. Sunscreen now, not sunscreen or cream?
Sunscreen. Cream.
Let's wear
sun lotion.
Yeah, but that can't be hyphened. Sun lotion is two words. It's got to be three words, Maisie. If it's four words, if it's four words, it's too much for people to handle. But it's got to be three.
What about wear a hat?
Wear a hat.
Wear a hat.
Oh, that could work.
Because I have a hat.
I was talking to Ed, Ed Wellman, who presents Siren Replay 12 o'clock here on Siren FM. I was talking to him about the technicalities and the psychology that goes into creating the three-word weather forecast. And he said the important thing, the most important thing is that you don't use the word and. He said that's the trick. He says if you can find three words without using the word and as the second word, then you've got something magical. I may be paraphrasing there.
And you can listen to Ed Wellman later on today, can't you?
Yes, you can, 12 o'clock. We'll give you the full schedule for the day towards the end of today's show. But looking towards the weather, today a chilly start in rural parts with any early mist soon dispersing. Otherwise a sunny and very warm day. Cloud amounts, which we don't still know what they are, may start to increase from the northwest by early evening into tonight. Cloud amounts increasing through the evening, but most parts staying dry, with just the odd spot of rain possible. Turning chilly overnight with variable amounts of cloud and clear spells. So it looks like it's going to be a lovely day.
While you were reading that out loud, I think I've figured out what cloud amounts is.
What are they?
I think it means amount of cloud.
But like the amount of cloud is increasing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that happen all the time? Like they will increase and decrease
in a certain area. Like they new clouds form and some clouds dissipate, but for the most part they're moving around.
In meteorology,
meteorology.
In meteorology, this is not going to start well. It's also known as an octa. And an octa is a unit or measurement used to describe the amount of cloud cover at any given location, such as a weather station. Sky conditions are estimated in terms of how many eighths of the sky are covered in cloud, rating from 0 octas, completely clear sky, through to 8 octas, completely overcast. So right now we're probably on a one. And throughout the day, it might go up to maybe a 4 or 5. It's going to increase.
Yeah.
So
we don't have the ability to claim this, Kai.
You have all learned something new here on Sunday Breakfast, right here on Siren FM. Maisie, what song's coming up next?
This is Fall Out Boy with I Don't Care. We'll be right back after this.
Sunday Breakfast Show Squabblebox right here on Siren FM. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. And we're talking all about animals this morning.
We have been indeed.
So, Maisie, we've talked about famous animals. Mm-hmm. We've talked about animals in film. We've covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So what's left? What is left to talk about with animals? We briefly talked about our favourite pets. What other pets have you had?
Not many. I have gone quite petless in my life. I've had fish, as you did.
Yes.
Although they lasted the appropriate amount of time. the main pet that I had when I was a kid was rats.
Ah, right.
Which sounds weird. But they are adorable. It's basically, it's the same as having a hamster, but they're slightly more social.
Yeah.
And less likely to keep you up at night. My sister currently has 2 rats as well. And they're just cute.
But don't you see people, aren't rats a little bit, I don't know whether I'd want them as pets.
The rats are adorable. They're really intelligent as well.
But they're rats, and people remember when people think of rats, they think of the plague.
They shouldn't do though.
And I just sort of look at rats and I go, oh, I don't know whether I'd want one of them as a pet.
But they are so lovely.
But
they laugh. Rats can laugh.
But like, why would you want like? Why would you want a rat when you could have, like, a hamster?
Because hamsters are quite mean.
But so are rats.
Are you telling me that that's not cute? For those who are listening...
I'm showing you a picture of a rat.
It's a really cute rat.
You had to type in cute rat, though.
No, I didn't. I just typed in rats.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They kind of... It's one of those things where I go, not so sure.
How is that not just the cute... I'm just going to keep showing you pictures of rats. This is great for radio. I need people to come to my defence here. Rats are great pets.
I'm not sure.
They really are. They're so cute.
My grandma is petrified of rats.
Okay, then your grandma won't be on my side, but... No, they're literally just hamsters that are nicer.
I don't know. I just sort of look at them and I go, no.
Well, what's the difference between them and a hamster?
Hamsters are... I don't know. I don't know.
They both come from the same family.
I wouldn't have a hamster either, probably. But hamsters run on wheels.
So do rats.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well...
People have pet mice.
Yeah, I don't know. I will stick with my fish.
your abnormally aged fish.
My long-running fish. I think that's the easiest one.
Or what's more likely, your multitude of fishes.
I think I've... Fish. No, not fishes.
Fishes.
No, it's fish.
It's fishes.
It's not.
I know it's not, but I'm going to call them fishes.
Okay. Okay, good. I always wanted a dog. I've always wanted a dog.
I still always want a dog.
But I've always been, like... scared of, like, I've never really dealt with separation, so if the dog passed away, when it does pass away, I'd be very sad, and I think it would, like, I don't know whether I'd be able to deal with
heart.
That, so I
yeah.
was like, that's why I don't want...
So you'd be upset if a dog died, but not so much if it was another pet?
Yeah, No. I'm just saying that I feel
because your fish died
with a dog. Yeah, and I cried. But
okay,
I was
so you have dealt with separation.
Yeah, but it was a fish. Looking back, whereas a dog's different.
Why do you love the dog more than the fish, Kai?
I don't know. But
why are you being speciesist?
No, but with a dog, you spend time with it. You take it on walks.
Well, clearly, you're not spending enough time with your fish. You can't blame the fish for that. It's in the same place every day.
I take
you have
on
to
walks.
Make the effort.
He didn't really like the walks. He said it was a bit dry outside, a bit hot.
See, it was a talking fish as well. Because you just said that he was talking.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. One of my favourite things, though, about it, I've always liked that I've got friends who have dogs. So it means that you can go. And it also, that's, I think, one of the great things about pets is if your friends have pets, you can go and you can have all the fun of having pets.
Without any of the responsibility.
When it, you know, when the dog starts pooing in the front room, you go, well, I'm heading home now, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah,
enjoy cleaning that up.
You don't have to pay for the vet's bills or the insurance.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
And I just realised that I hope you're all enjoying your Sunday breakfast. a lovely bowl of Squabble Box as we talk about dogs' feces.
Good morning, folks. Not we, you.
Oh gosh, this animals was a bad idea. I blame you.
I blame Hannah. It was Hannah's idea.
I just want to do an update on, because this morning we were talking, over the news today, we were talking about, why is Tanya Snuggs not around, who's the IRN newsreader. If you're listening on the podcast edition of this, we have the IRN news at 9 o'clock or on the hour, and there's a different newsreader nearly every day, but then it repeats, and we haven't heard from Tanya Snuggs, which is the greatest name.
Tanya Snuggs is the best.
It is. Unfortunately, we haven't heard from her, but we have had a tweet from 107 Endeavour FM, which is Boston's community radio station, replying to our post saying, "We're all about Barry Weir, hashtag We're FM." Just the best thing. So, good morning.
My personal favourite is Simon English, but I love the fact that all the community radio stations have a favourite.
Good morning to Endeavour FM. We hope that you're having a great day. We are your Sunday breakfast show, Squabble Box, and let's have a look at what's coming up today on Siren FM, shall we, Maisie?
Let's indeed, because Sundays tend to be quite a packed day for Siren.
Sundays are very packed. I just want to point out now, before we forget to mention it, is that next Sunday is Easter Sunday, and that means that we are not going to be in our regular time slot. Mm-hmm. As Dave Milling does a show every Sunday, every Easter Sunday, from 7 till 10 a.m., the Easter Sunday Late Late Breakfast Show. So he will be here from 7 till 10 next Sunday. However, we will be here for Squabble Box in the afternoon from 3 till 5 p.m. So make sure that you set... you get a little bit more of a lie-in if you're here for us, but make sure that you tune in for Dave Milling from 7 a.m. next Sunday. Looking into today, though, we will be finishing off at 10 a.m. with Sunday Girl waiting in the wings. She's going to be here, Tracy Edges, with music, quirky questions, and much, much more till 12 noon. Followed by Ed Wellman, who will be looking back at the week on Siren FM from 12 till 2. And then Simon and Molly are here for Take the Stage, sounds from stage and screen, and all the local drama news presented by Simon and Molly. Sorry for the inconvenience, from 5 till 7 p.m, the UOL Comedy Society, bringing you all the laughs there. Back to the 90s from 7 till 9 with Mr. Dave Milling, and Native Radio from 9 till 11 p.m, all the latest EDM and electronic music from Lincoln, which I still not really sure on.
not as a genre, but just as a way of explaining it.
I don't know the right way of explaining it. They come in, they have like
the boxes.
Yeah, they have a different setup, and they have like a spinny table thing, and they play
music. You
couldn't
sound more like an old man if you tried.
They played electronic music. That kind of electronic music. Isn't all music electronic now anyway? A lot of... Well, no.
No, depends how you make
instruments.
It.
Instruments, yeah, that's true. I'm losing my voice, Maisie.
You do sound like you're losing your voice a bit. Should we go into another song?
You're listening to the Sunday Breakfast Show here on Siren 107.3 FM.
You are listening to Sunday Breakfast. It is 9:47. We are Squabble Box, and today we are talking all about animals.
Yay!
Woo!
Woo! Yes, we're talking all about animals, and we started off today's show by saying with a debate on domestic animal. Oh no, it was farm animal. We haven't talked about farm animals.
Okay, cool.
Let's talk about farm animals. We've got 5 minutes left. We need to debate this, Maisie. Old MacDonald had a farm. Which one was your favourite?
To be fair, whenever I used to sing it, it would get ridiculous to the point where dinosaurs were involved.
Wow. I bet rhinos. I bet there was a rhino on every farm that you had.
Yeah.
Old MacDonald had a farm, yeah, and on that farm he had a rhino, did he, Maisie?
Yeah. What is it? Rhinos make squeaking noises.
Ah.
They squeal.
What? You say that dinosaurs were on your farm.
Yeah.
What noise did dinosaurs make?
Rawr.
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 Wow. So.
Yeah, that's the noise that dinosaurs make.
Did you ever used to go to farms as a kid?
Yeah, we used to go to a couple sort of English heritage kind of farms that have like the petting zoo bit. There is footage of me holding a baby chick and then releasing it. I was about 3, and I was supposed to be holding it and stroking it, and then I let it go and it started like completely running off.
Oh gosh.
And my aunt had to go chase it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
I also did you ever go on school trips to farms?
A few times. Yeah.
Did they ever try and get you to do the milking?
No, but there's a,
it wasn't a real cow. They would set up like a fake cow.
Yeah, there's a farm near where we grew up. I forgot what it's called.
That was probably the farm I went to.
And there was like a plastic. There was like a row of plastic cows, and you got to do the milking.
Yeah, and it's like a pair of gloves.
Yeah.
For the udders. I could never do it properly.
I was never any good at it. It was. I don't think I'm really, you know, the kind of person that's built for farm work. I think I'm too lazy. I think my job is to sit behind a microphone and try and entertain people.
Talk about people doing hard work. To be fair, you got sunburnt so easily yesterday, you couldn't farm.
No.
You'd have to be outside all the time.
Yeah.
Digging, looking after animals.
I've always been a, like I say, I've grown up as a drama kid. So I was never, you know, preparing myself to get out into the real world, which is strange because in like 5 weeks I've got to do that. And that's scary. Maybe put three minutes left. That makes sense.
That's the, you know that symbol that we use for each other every single.
I thought you were saying
week.
That I had 3 weeks left until I had to leave. I was like, wow, that's not good.
You're spoiling the magic of radio, Kai.
The magic of radio.
People are seeing behind the looking glass. They're not going to like it.
No. If you see how it works, whenever the mics go down, Maisie's just really mean to me.
I'm mean to you when the mics are up, to be fair.
That's true. That is true. But we have been your Sunday breakfast show, Squabblebox. Remember that if you want to tune in next week, we're here from 3 till 5 p.m. as Dave Milling has the Easter Sunday long breakfast show here on next Sunday. So we're going to be here 3 till 5 p.m. Make sure that you tune in for that. Everyone will have just been listening to an hour of Take the Stage and their wonderful show tunes. So hopefully people will be in a great mood for Squabblebox. It'd be weird doing it on a Sunday afternoon.
It will. Well, I think we'll survive, though.
I think we will. It's just for the 1 week. We can do this.
Oh, no, especially because we were talking this morning about how much we love being in the Sunday breakfast slot as well.
Next week, Dave, can't believe you're taking it away from us. We are going to head into a few more songs now before Sunday Girl, Tracy Edgers from 10 till 12. Make sure that you stay tuned for that. She has a great show coming up with lots of fantastic artists, and her Sunday Girl Artist of the Week is Roger Knott, I believe. I hope I got it right this week, Tracy, and didn't read out one from February like last week. Yeah, Roger Knott, and her book of the week is The One by John Mars. I was chatting to John, well, Siren FM were chatting to John on Twitter a few days ago all about it, and I know that he's tuning in to listen. He's downloaded the TuneIn Radio Player app especially to listen. So, John, I hope that you enjoy Tracy Edgers if you have tuned in a few minutes early. So we have been your Sunday breakfast show, Squabblebox. There's a load of programming coming up today, so make sure you stay tuned to that, and most importantly, stay tuned to Siren FM.